Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Governor Parson has released $133 million in state funding that was previously withheld. He says the state's unemployment rate has improved and state revenues outpaced expectations. $61 million will go to K-12 education.
These funds will be dispersed to school districts through DESEs similar to the foundation formula.
Missouri Education Commissioner Dr. Margie Van Deven says the added expenses of operating schools during the pandemic has been a challenge and that the money released by the governor will help. Medical marijuana sales will soon begin in Missouri. Ashley Byrd has this update.
As of this week, the state health department has approved almost 65,000 medical marijuana applications from patients and caregivers, with more than 10,000 more to be reviewed. DHSS has also issued nearly 400 of the required state ID cards for Missouri medical cannabis industry workers as retailers prepare to sell the drug later this month. The Missouri Medical Cannabis Trade Group is praising DHSS for its speed in getting the industry set up in Missouri, 23 months from voter approval to patient access.
The State Board of Nursing is warning Missourians about a scam targeting nurses by phone or mail. A Missouri licensed nurse alerted the board after getting a phone call from someone who falsely identified himself as being from the board, with the caller ID showing the board's official phone number. He told her someone had written prescriptions in another state using her license number. After several calls, they demanded payment in the form of a bond to keep her license active while the case was being investigated. Some nurses have reported receiving fake but official-looking letters with their license number. A team of journalists and engineers at the University of Missouri has developed an app to help female reporters defend themselves against harassment, bullying, and assault. The software allows journalists to document an incident by uploading information about their attackers, such as email addresses or social media handles, and store any photo or videos, including screenshots. The journalists also can select a threat level of an incident and request a follow-up from the Coalition of Women in Journalism. Kawasaki in Northwest Missouri's Maryville is boosting its workforce. Human Resources Manager Tim Melvin says the factory is adding an assembly line, a second shift, and 110 jobs.
We're going to get additional output on existing equipment, so we didn't have to spend the capital investiture of more space and more equipment and everything like that.
Melvin says the company is already hiring for the openings. This is Missouri Net.